the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through June 30th in store and online while supplies last.
Yeah, but what about the water tower? 319-366-1600.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
My name isn't Adam Wee, or is it? Who am I? What number did you dial? Don't ever call here again. I guess I told him, nobody messes with Adam Wee.
And we never will mess with Adam Wee again. Welcome into the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. I'm Todd Brommelkamp. Alex Kuhn, hello.
Hello, Todd Brommelkamp. What was that?
What was that?
I'm sure everybody else understands it, except for Alex Kuhn.
Do you know who Adam West is?
I do.
Okay.
The original Batman.
He is the original television show Batman. But he was also the mayor of Quahog, Rhode Island.
Was this a Family Guy reference?
It's from Family Guy.
Okay.
Kyle Mann on the other side of the glass joining us on the program today and in perpetuity as our new producer here at KGYM. Great show planned for you this afternoon. We're going to be talking Major League Baseball and the draft with Jeff Ellis of Scout.com. The draft kicks off tonight with the first pick expected to be made by the Minnesota Twins at 6:07 tonight. They are reportedly down to two players with their first pick, although sometimes rumors that leak out right now are to gain leverage. Sometimes there's last-minute decisions that are made and a change of hearts, but we'll see what direction the Twins choose to go in tonight. Again, that comes up in the third hour of the program today. We've got a Freedom Festival prize pack to give away as well today. You're going to come by the station and pick those up, and maybe if you're lucky, you can look around, poke your head in the office and say hi. We like that here in the building, don't we, Alex?
We do.
We like it, the virtual parade of visitors coming through. Of course, they don't come to see us all that often anymore. We've been...
Yeah, we're the last stop.
We're sort of low man on the totem pole now. The totem pole continues to get larger, and we're still at dog level, to paraphrase Hayden Fry. Hayden, when they put that statue of Hayden Fry in Coralville, he wanted it up on a pedestal so that it was out of reach of the dogs, so that they couldn't pee on him. We are the low man on the totem pole, and we are very much at dog level here at KGYM. I'm smelling a bunch of station imaging here and some other things, too. I want to say right off the bat, thank you for filling in on Friday. Not you filling in because you're on the show, but Kyle, who did a tremendous job. I caught about 20 minutes of the program, and you informed me it was the 20 best minutes of the program. So if you're going to host a show that has the guy's name on it, at least he's listening to the best 20 minutes that was out there. But you guys stepped in, and I had a family emergency on Friday, and it did not involve my son. I feel strange about this now because anytime I'm gone, I get texts from people, and the occasional email, but mostly texts from people who know me and listen to the program. And when I'm gone, everybody automatically assumes, oh, my God, something is wrong with Thomas. So it was a family thing, but it was not involving my son, who has now decided that he is Junior Explorer and is rolling all over the living room floor.
Well,
today, he got to the kitchen, which is where the hardwood floor starts. And it was, and I know I've referenced this a million times on the program and here on the KGYM airwaves, but there was a little Burt Lancaster moment from Field of Dreams today when Tommy got to the hardwood floor. And he didn't quite know whether he wanted to roll off the carpet or not and cross over into hardwood floor territory, and he didn't. I was quite proud of him. He decided he was going to stay in the living room, but Kyle did an excellent job, and I understand that things went so well at Coach's Corner that we even had a Kuhn's dad sighting, and I missed it.
There was.
I've never met your dad, and I think half the people who work here at the radio station have, including the big boss man.
The big boss man met my dad on Friday. This is actually is
his... was he bringing up autographed baseball of Bernard Gilkey for you or Ray Lankford or
no,
just
actually.
Cleaning out the closet? Because my parents have done that. My parent, have you ever had your parents show up at your doorstep with boxes and boxes of stuff from their house that
not
they
yet.
No longer want? It's coming.
I'm sure it's coming.
It's
but
coming.
Not quite yet. No, the family actually visited Eastern Iowa this weekend for the first time in years, actually, and had a nice weekend with the family in the area. So my dad showed up at Coach's Corner on Friday. That's actually his second appearance at Coach's Corner. The first came when you guys were on the air, so it was hard to meet him, or he was you guys were just going on the air when he stopped into Coach's Corner the first time. Second time was right at the end of the show. So
I understand he's a large man.
Yes.
Are we talking Bill Brasky sized, 8 feet tall? And
I'm about 6'3" and a half. I say 6'4", just rounding up.
Yeah, it depends on what convenience store you're walking out of at the time.
Exactly. I am the smallest of
the You're the
coon
smallest
boys
coon.
By a pretty big margin.
Okay.
So he's about
6'5".
Yeah, exactly. That's what I always say. 6'5" and a half.
That's always a bad thing to say to somebody, especially if they have a farming background, because it usually isn't a happy ending for the runt of the litter.
Is that a non-politically correct thing to say about somebody?
No, I don't necessarily think that it's politically incorrect. I just think that when you stop and think about what normally happens to the runt of the litter, it doesn't have a Disney storybook ending. So you just happen to be a little bit smaller than the rest of the guys in your family. Understandable. I mean,
yes.
Your brother is a Division I offensive lineman.
Right. And
dad is probably bigger. You sit behind a microphone and talk all day.
Yes.
Good work for someone who isn't the size of an offensive lineman.
Or the skill or athleticism. So that's kind of where I went in life.
Speaking of football, I feel as if we're burying the lead here 12 minutes into the program. But if you're listening to us on all three frequencies today, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM all across Eastern Iowa, you know that today, June 12th, 2017, is a day that will live in infamy. I will tell my grandchildren about where I was on this very day when I got the email in my box today from the University of Iowa announcing that there is going to be, and I feel as if I'm not breaking any news here because everybody knows about this because it's the biggest story in Iowa today. There will be a Tiger Hawk logo at midfield at Kinnick Stadium this fall. This is a total Vin Scully moment here. I'm going to be silent, and I'm going to let the crowd reaction speak for itself here. Just listen to it. Just roll down your windows. If you're in your car on 380, maybe you're still sitting at your desk at the office. Can you hear the people? Can you hear the people rejoicing right now that our long national nightmare is over? And yes, what about the water tower now? I'm not content to just say put a Tiger Hawk on the 50-yard line. Uh-uh. No, we got to strike while the iron is hot.
Now, I saw a lot of similar reactions.
Why, when they built the new children's hospital, wasn't the new children's hospital built in the shape of a Tiger Hawk? I'm all for Tiger Hawks on the water tower and everything, but now that's small potatoes. I got Tiger Hawks
on everything.
Exactly. I think that is the issue to every problem with the Iowa football program.
So with that north
end
zone,
put a Tiger Hawk on everything.
No renovation, just put a Tiger Hawk in the stands?
Just paint it with Tiger Hawks. Just take the seats out and put in a playground and just nothing but Tiger Hawks. I'm being facetious here, of course, but this is something that people have wanted for a really long time, and I don't know why, other than the fact they don't even make the NCAA football game anymore, which is what people used to complain about when it would come out, now, this doesn't look quite like Kinnick. I don't like this rendering of Kinnick. I get it. Slow news day and all. But
okay. Well, I feel a little bit better now because I saw that we were going to talk about this. And
oh, you have to. I mean, it's the biggest story in the state okay. since Niall Kinnick won the Heisman Trophy, Alex.
And for a second,
1980 Final Four basketball, forget about it.
I was
eclipsed by the Tiger Hawk at midfield.
I was seeing a lot of people reacting to this and reacting strongly to the news that a Tiger Hawk was going to be at midfield at Kinnick Stadium. And I thought that you were in the boat of thinking that this was a big story as well. And I was just going to sit here and be like, okay, tell me, I am missing something. Look, why is this a big story?
I could not be any clearer. That was a nice little run by Rick Heller and the baseball team. This is bigger. And
I
know,
is there a Tiger Hawk on the baseball field?
Scott Docterman at Land of 10. There is, I believe, behind home plate. Scott Docterman at Land of 10 and Bobby Legesse are doing the 20 greatest stories in Iowa history this summer. And I think, boys, it's time to go back to the drawing board. I really do. Look, here's my take on this. And I understand where the fans are coming from. And it's going to, I guess, look nice. But that Tiger Hawk, that logo at midfield, is worth zero wins.
That's correct.
Thank you. That
is
logo
correct.
At midfield is worth zero wins, unless I don't. Where was it? The Pro Bowl? No, it was the Hall of Fame game a couple years ago, right? Where they used the bad paint and it bubbled up and it melted the turf.
That was last year, yes.
Unless they use some sort of bad paint, and during the opener on September 2nd, Josh Allen slips into the bubbly goo at the 50-yard line and winds up getting knocked out of the game or something. I feel comfortable in saying that the Tiger Hawk at midfield is worth zero wins to the program. And now you've got people, well, it's upside down to half the stadium. See, you can't do anything in this day and age without someone taking a giant dump on it. And I understand that maybe that's what I'm doing here, but look, Mike Halas from the Cedar Rapids Gazette wrote a really interesting column, and I don't know whether the guys on the gym class talked about it today or not, but it's about Bob Parsons, the guy who came up with GoDaddy.com and lived here in Cedar Rapids for the longest time, and he's got Parsons Extreme Golf. And I read the column, and I learned a ton of stuff in there about this guy that used to live in Cedar Rapids that I knew nothing about. And I first saw the link on Mike's Facebook page, and there was one comment. I don't know, okay, I want to go see what the comment is here on this terrific piece of work by someone who I'm happy to say is a friend of mine.
Bad even, choice.
Even though he did hear me telling the Pacino story last week on the program and let me know about it.
What was his reaction to that?
Mixed.
Okay.
I think it was mixed. And the comment by the guy on the Facebook page says, there is absolutely nothing new in this column. Everything that you wrote about has been reported elsewhere. Okay, well, congratulations, pat yourself on the back. I didn't know 90% of the stuff in that column, and I thought it was great. So no matter what we do nowadays, somebody always has to be there to just, oh, yeah, fans have wanted this? Okay, well, I guess if you're on the other side of the field, it's upside down, and it's still not the water tower. It's still not, who cares? The point being is that when Bump Elliott hired Hayden Fry to take over the football program at Iowa, that is no longer the biggest football story in the history of the Iowa Hawkeye football program. Kinnick and the Iron Men beating Notre Dame? No.
Tiger Hawk at midfield.
Tiger Hawk at midfield. Again, it is June 12th, 2017, a day that will live in infamy. Kyle, on the other side of the glass, Kyle went to Iowa. He's a huge Hawkeye fan. He almost had to call in sick today. He was so euphoric over the logo at midfield.
My question is, what is the status with the house that is supposed to be built in the shape of Kinnick Stadium? Will that have a Tiger Hawk on it?
Oh, crap. The people going to have to go back to the drawing board. Well, it's got a basketball court in it, I think.
Okay, so that you're would have about, to have a Tiger Hawk on it.
You're talking about the house in Iowa City, the so-called party house
the
that
party
everybody
house.
Was worried about. The owners are, look, I thought long and hard, what would it be like over the weekend if I won $435 million playing the Powerball? And I think somebody won it somewhere. Did I see that correctly, or did it roll over? Anyway, I thought, what type of rich person would I be? Because my entire life, I've wanted to be rich. And I think I'm not the only person out there that feels that way. Okay? When I'm shopping at Aldi's and doing some of the other things that I do. And so I know I'm not the only person listening to the program right now that has dreamed of being rich. But have you ever stopped and asked yourself what type of rich person you would be? Are you talking Bill and Melinda Gates rich, where you donate 50% of your wealth when you're gone to charitable causes? Or are you the type of rich person who lives to be obnoxious with your money? And I'm thinking not necessarily about the Kinnick House people, although that's exactly what I'm driving at here. Al Cervic in Caddyshack, the Rodney Dangerfield character. Would you be that type of person? To me, that's what this... I've got so much money, I can build a house that looks like a football stadium, and as long as the law is on my side, then up your nose with a rubber hose, which is essentially what they told the Manville Heights Neighborhood Association, and those people are there are furious, and I can see both sides of the argument. But if you've never thought about it, I guarantee that you're thinking about it right now. What type of rich person would you be? Would you be a good one, or would you be the type of person that would throw your money in everyone's face and build an obnoxious house that looks like Kinnick Stadium? And guess what? Don't care. Let me look at him. Yeah, people are upset. Give me my checkbook. I made that much in interest today? Time to put an expansion on that looks like Carver Hawkeye Arena. 319-366-1600. Cyclone Tim chiming in on the text line. I'm not going down the Parsons Extreme Golf Equipment rabbit hole, but I think that's a connect-the-dot book that I think most children ages, let's say, 4 and up could probably figure out with regards to one Zach Johnson. But I'm not going down that rabbit hole. I'll leave that for Caddy Smack on the gym class every Wednesday here on KGYM. They talk golf.
Investigation Coon is on the story about whether someone won the Powerball. Yes, a single winner was reported in California.
Single winner.
$447.8 million, and the winner reportedly bought a liquor store and a deli.
So they've spent the money already?
Already. What kind of rich person are they?
They don't even have it.
Well, I guess they spent it already.
I get $435 million. You got to think what your cut is after taxes on that, which is still
a lot of money.
That has always been my favorite argument about the lottery, are the people that complain about how much the government gets in taxes. You mean to tell me you're sitting in a cubicle right now making $17.50 an hour? I don't know. I'm just throwing a number out there. You're making $12.50. $13 an hour. You're sitting there, and I walk up to you, and I've got a check that says $435 million on it. And the only caveat is you don't get $435 million. You get 55-60% of it. How many of you are actually going to stick to your guns on that argument and go, oh, man, yeah, that sucks. No, I don't want the $435 million if it's only going to be $211 million. Can't build a house that looks like Kinnick Stadium with that type of money.
I'm going to feed my family.
423. There's sports going on in the world, I promise. I promise we'll get to that. NBA Finals coming up for you tonight. Does it make it past tonight, or do the Warriors close things out? That's the Emil's Hideaway poll question. First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. If I ever won $435 million, I would throw a party at Emil's Hideaway. And I would buy each and every single one of you a small appetizer and a soda. And when I say each and every one, I'm not talking to you and Kyle. I'm talking to everybody that hears this.
So not us. You'd save expenses on us. Making us pay for our own food.
I want the will of the people out there. The next time that the Powerball jackpot gets to be so astronomically high, I want everybody who listens to this show to be pulling for me to win the Powerball, so that they can come get a free appetizer and soda. Sound good?
Sounds good. I'm just trying to think if Never mind.
I hope I haven't upset the obnoxiously rich who listen to this program. I've seen the numbers. We do extremely well with the Beverly Hillbillies crowd. Jed Clampett with the old transistor radio and his millions of dollars. You should see the ratings. 425, we'll step aside when we come back. Kyle Mann's going to join us here in the studio with your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. He's got some wrestling news for you.
When you're standing in the driveway late for work because your garage door won't go down, you don't have time for big door company games. So call Olinger Garage Doors, a small company with dedicated folks who are ready to roll up their sleeves and get you on your way. And they only use the best from North Central brand products. Olinger Garage Doors, based in Newhall, serving Cedar Rapids and the surrounding areas, is now hiring installers and service people who'd like to join their team. Olinger GarageDoors.com.
The ball explodes off your club face like a rocket. It flies across the beautiful blue sky and nestles right next to the pin. That's what keeps us all coming back. Hey folks, Dave Austed here. Hardly any of us are going to make the pro tour, but we always have that itch to play because of that one shot. At Austed's Golf, we love the game as much as you do. Golf Digest just selected Austed's Golf one of the top fitters in the nation. Find out why. Go online at austeds.com or visit your local Austed's to schedule your personal club fitting. Your one shot is waiting. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Your business's computing needs are a lot like a symphony orchestra. Each instrument on its own doesn't seem like much, but when the wireless isn't talking with a tablet, and that isn't in tune with the desktop, it's a mess. Network Computer Solutions is in the business of putting it all together in perfect harmony. Network Computer Solutions creates, fixes, and otherwise improves your company's networking computers, and that tunes up your profits. Call 247-7223. 247-7223. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM. 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM. All across eastern Iowa, NBA Finals action on tap for you tonight. And coming up in about 35 minutes, we're going to be talking with Jeff Ellis of Scout.com. He covers the Major League Baseball draft for Scout, and that is set to get underway tonight at a little bit after 6 o'clock. The Minnesota Twins will be making the first selection in the draft. And the question we'll be talking about coming up in just a few minutes, will we see the player selected number one overall by the Twins right here in our backyard in Cedar Rapids? It's fun to think about, and you think about all of the history Cedar Rapids has with professional baseball. They have never had the number one overall pick wear a Cedar Rapids uniform. Now, there is a caveat to that. Joe Mauer was the number one overall selection of the Minnesota Twins. I believe the last time that the Twins had the number one overall pick, they chose Mauer, who was a high school catcher from St. Paul, right in their backyard, over Mark Pryor. And I think even though Twins fans absolutely loathe Joe Mauer right now, which I don't understand that. He hasn't lived up to the contract, but you get a guy like that from your own backyard who had some really good years for you, MVP caliber player for a short window in his career. I just don't understand the animosity that Minnesota Twins fans have toward Joe Mauer, but I think that's a home run because Mark Pryor, you know what he was doing last week? He was signing autographs in Fort Wayne, Indiana at a Midwest League baseball game because he works for the San Diego Padres, Fort Wayne's affiliate. He's been out of baseball for the last couple years and wasn't very good since he was with the Cubs, and you can open up the Dusty Baker wormhole there, and I'm not really going to do that right now. Not with Kyle here in the studio. I don't want to upset a fellow Cubs fan. Kyle, welcome. And if you didn't hear me on the other side of the glass at the top of the program, excellent job at the Coach's Corner on Friday. I appreciate that, and my family does as well. And I believe you've got a Midwest One Bank Big Board update for everybody.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels were in action at home over the weekend with 15-5 and 5-3 victories over the Burlington Bees on Friday and Saturday, and a 4-1 loss yesterday. They played the final game of that series this afternoon, with the Colonels losing 1-0 after being no-hit into the eighth. It was announced this afternoon that Kinnick Stadium will now feature a black and gold Tigerhawk at midfield. Iowa has not had a midfield logo since 1980. Hawkeye wrestler Thomas Gilman earned himself a spot on the United States World Team on Saturday after going 5-0 and defeating fellow former Hawkeye Tony Ramos in the finals of the World Team Trials. Gilman will be the stateside representative in the 57-kilogram bracket of the United World Wrestling Championships in Paris in late August. The Hawkeyes were fairly well represented in the finals of the NCAA Track and Field Championships on Saturday as well, led by hurdler Aaron Mallett finishing 4th in the 110-meter hurdles and sprinter Brittany Brown finishing 7th in the Open 200. Iowa also had a men's 4x4 that finished 3rd and 7 first-team All-Americans overall. The Iowa City West girls soccer team fell to Ames in the 3A state semifinals late on Friday, and Ames went on to win its first title with a 1-0 victory over West Des Moines Valley. Lewis Central claimed the crown in 2A, as well as Davenport Assumption in 1A. Starting at 7 here on KGYM, you can hear Game 5 of the NBA Finals on 1600 AM or 106.3 FM, the South Gym.
Jeff Goodman of ESPN is reporting that former Iowa assistant Laval Jordan is currently in talks with Butler to fill that spot as the head coach with the departure of Chris Holtmann to Ohio State.
That news makes me very, very happy. And I wasn't around on Friday to discuss the Chris Holtmann hire in Columbus, but the very first person that I thought of when that Butler job came open is Laval. And Val's a good friend of mine, and I got to know him and Joel Cornette quite well when they were on Todd Licklider's staff in Iowa City. And Joel's no longer with us. He passed away just about a year ago this year. And Val has been at Wisconsin-Milwaukee for, I believe, 2 years, his first head coaching opportunity. Prior to that, he'd been on John Beilein's staff at Michigan. And I know people got tired of hearing about Butler when Todd Licklider was here at Iowa, but I got to go to a game a couple years ago at Hinkle Fieldhouse, and I got to talk to some people that were there, and that program is really, really special. And they really value and they really pride themselves on, quote-unquote, keeping it in the family. And if he does indeed wind up making that move, then good on him, because I think he'll do a tremendous job there. And he's an outstanding guy. If you knew him when he was here in Iowa City in eastern Iowa locally, you know what I'm talking about. Salt-of-the-earth guy, very humble, a beautiful family, and a good basketball coach. I think that'd be a really good hire for Butler. So we'll see what happens as far as that goes. The Minnesota Twins have the number one pick in the Major League Baseball draft tonight. Will we see that player come through Cedar Rapids? We talk next.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Linder Tire Service, right on their reputation for integrity and outstanding personal service. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty and Grinnell.
Kids, get your shoes on. We're leaving for school.
Do you have your homework?
Yes.
Do you have your lunch?
Yes.
Do you have your backpack?
Yes.
Life is hectic. Keep it rolling smoothly with a set of new tires from Linder Tire.
Have a great day, kids.
Uh-oh, Mom, I forgot my lunch.
Oh.
Linder Tire. We keep life rolling smoothly, even with a few bumps in the road.
News. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi at this hour. Only one more win stands between the Warriors and their second NBA championship the last three seasons. They'll try and pick up that victory when they host the Cavaliers in Game 5 of the finals tonight. Golden State would be best served to get off to a fast start, put Cleveland away early, says ESPN's Brian Windhorst.
If they come out and get up by 20 in the first quarter, which they do here all the time, it's going to be a coronation. If it's close after one, pressure. Close at halftime, pressure. Close in the fourth quarter, pressure. This gets back to Cleveland. What will we be saying on this show tomorrow if the Warriors lose tonight?
Brian Windhorst on the jump. Game 5 coverage, 8 Eastern ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, 9 Eastern on ABC. Two tickets sold on the Warriors Ticketmaster resale site for tonight, believed to be the most expensive in league history, $133,000. NFL, the Ravens and receiver Jeremy Maclin agreed on a 2-year contract, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. Baseball, Astros right-hander Lance McCullers on the DL with lower back discomfort. Major League leading Houston currently has four injured starting pitchers on the DL.
Brought to you by Toyota. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR. A stylish crossover with car-like handling. It's the perfect vehicle to flip the script. Toyota, let's go places.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-342-4000. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-342-4301 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-342-4301 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-342-4301.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Make the switch at your local Pep Boys location and let the performance speak for itself.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Spicy Crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger in a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Welcome back to the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM. 106.3 FM is our South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM our North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM all across eastern Iowa on the historic Main Gym, all three accepting new memberships now. Call us at 319-366-1600 for the details. Coming up for you before 7 o'clock tonight, we've got a very nice prize package from the Freedom Festival. You're going to be able to swing by the station and pick that up here. Kyle on the other side of the glass. Did you catch that on SportsCenter? The resale of the Golden State tickets tonight? $133,000 a piece?
I did not see $133,000 a piece.
That is the type of obnoxiously rich I want to be. I want to be so obnoxiously rich that I can drop $133,000
per ticket
on going to a game that may or may not mean anything, that I wouldn't have to worry about anybody yelling at me for spending that amount of money. I spend a couple $100 to go to a ball game or something.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money because I'm not obnoxiously rich. But if I were to win $435 million, what did you say? They bought a liquor store?
And a deli. I'm sure they still have plenty of money left over after those two purchases.
I'd be a little suspicious if it were a car wash, because that's what Saul Goodman had Walter White buy on Breaking Bad. I wonder what was going on there. But a liquor store, and maybe they're, you know what? They're just getting prepared for the world's largest party because they won $435 million. That's a lot of sandwiches, and that's a lot of give me something top shelf. Johnny Walker. Why not? 319-366-1600. Jeff Ellis from Scout.com is going to be joining us in 25 minutes. We'll preview tonight's Major League Baseball draft. Hold on, there's a spider. Okay, back to business. There's a spider, and it was coming right at me, and I don't like spiders, so I took care of it.
Is the spider no longer with us?
He gone.
Okay. Hopefully nobody from PETA is listening.
Took care of it. Well, if they are, then let
we're going to get a letter in the mail.
Then let me counterbalance this with a story that I saw a friend of mine today on Facebook. And yes, I do have them. Some of you listening are actually friends of mine. They caught a mouse that was in their house using a humane mouse trap.
Is that where you can catch and release?
Yes. Or? And they're going to take the mouse. I didn't know such things existed.
I didn't either.
I did a little research. The trap recommends that you take the mouse at least 2 miles away from your house and then release it out into the mouse wild, where presumably all you're doing is feeding it to some falcon or hawk or other predatory bird that is out there. I mean, just go get the old Victor snap trap. Throw some peanut butter down there. Although, what was Lucky Charms, right? The text line said a couple weeks ago when I had the mouse problem. We had two of them.
Lucky Charms?
Lucky Charms, yeah.
That's the new mouse bait?
Yeah. We had two of them. We got rid of one of them, and then the other one, I think, got the message and left on its own accord.
My question is, if you leave it like, or if you release that mouse a mile and a half away from your house, there's a chance that that thing's coming back?
I wouldn't trust it. They're intelligent, aren't they?
I don't think so. Are they?
Well, they can't be the dumbest animal.
I'm not saying they're the dumbest animal, but I wouldn't confuse
them for
dolphins or anything.
Why are we talking about this on a day where they announced they're going to put a Tigerhawk logo on the 50-yard line at Kinnick Stadium? I mean, that should
be... We're burying the lead. That's why. That's what
exactly.
We do.
This man is going to save us from ourselves tonight. Sonny in Iowa City, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Oh, I can never save you guys from yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys hit on like 11 different things I want to talk about. First of all, never use a glue trap to catch a mouse, ever. Just don't do it. Second, the tiger hawk in the middle of the field, I honestly feel like I have missed the boat on this. I do not understand what the big deal is. You will not find a bigger Hawkeye fan than me, but people are legitimately freaking out about this Tigerhawk. I mean, they're gonna paint the Tigerhawk in the field. They painted the Tigerhawk on pretty much every other thing in Iowa City. I don't know. I just don't understand it. Pittsburgh winning last night was fitting. I was very happy to see that. I love me some Sidney Crosby. The Predators got jobbed on that goal.
Yes, they did.
Come on. They lost the last game like 6-0. So I don't think you can hang everything on one admittedly bad call by a referee. These things happen.
Okay, Sonny, you said the Tigerhawk logo is on virtually everything in Iowa City.
Correct.
Is it on the 50-yard line at Kinnick Stadium?
It will be.
It is now, exactly. And that's why it's a huge story. We appreciate the phone call. 319-366-1600. He has a point.
I wonder,
but it wasn't on the 50-yard line, and people were upset about that.
I didn't realize that it wasn't... I didn't even notice that it wasn't on the 50-yard line until probably about a couple of months ago when there was a little bit of rumor going around that possibly this was going to happen. Is it that big of a deal?
I'm having some fun with this because I've spent enough time online and on message boards to know that this has been a fan thing for a really long time. Right up until, I mean, look, I remember the game a couple years ago, the night game at Kinnick Stadium, where they used a projector to sort of bat signal a Tigerhawk onto the water tower. Speaking of Adam West, who led off the program today. And people freaked out.
In a good or a bad way?
In a good way, because this is something that they've wanted for a long time. Now, as I understand it, the water tower is property of the hospital. The athletic department has absolutely no say over what gets painted on that water tower. But this is something that fans have just embraced. And it's taken on a life of its own. It was a meme before memes existed. If you would have said, what's the very first ever Iowa-related meme that popped up on the internet, I would say the people with the damn water tower. And then it sort of morphed into, well, if we can't get the water tower, why isn't there a Tigerhawk logo at midfield or something at midfield, like a block eye, which would at least, that would look the same from both directions. But I like this. And I'm sure there was somebody out there who saw the renderings and complained that the Tigerhawk was black instead of gold. And I look, show me something nice in this world, and I will show you someone who does not like said nice thing.
Now, I have to ask you this, and I'll ask the listeners this as well. 309-366-1600. I'm trying to understand what the big deal is. Is this a sign of how few things have changed within the Iowa football program over the past 20 years to the reason as to why this is such a big deal? Because you don't get new uniforms, you don't get new really anything, so the Tigerhawk in the middle of the field is a huge deal?
I just think it's one of those small things that fans have wanted, and they're getting it, and they're really excited about it. And I think that's fantastic. But as I said 20 minutes ago, it's worth zero wins to the program. And I don't think that there's going to be a recruit out there that
not one.
Says, you know where I'm going with
yep,
this?
Not one.
Gabe Kuhn didn't walk into Memphis and the stadium and say, wow, that is a killer logo at midfield.
No,
coach,
he did not.
Coach, give me a pen. I want to sign right now. But it's the small things in life for those of us who are not obnoxiously rich. And that goes back to the Powerball discussion. When you are not obnoxiously rich, you have to take pleasure in small things in life. And for people who just Hawkeye football is their be-all and end-all, this is a small pleasure. And everybody should let them have that today. And I look, June 12th, this is a huge story. Any other month not named June or July? Probably not.
Now, I saw something
May
pop up on my Twitter timeline basically saying that the new logo that has been rendered by the athletic department does not fit the university's code for the dissemination of the logo. Basically saying that it needs to have a black and a gold background to the logo and putting it over a green surface.
But it's the university. The university can do whatever they want
That's
with the
true.
Logo because it's theirs, including keeping high school teams across the country from using it. I mean, come on, let's get down to the important stuff here.
Well, there's one that uses it.
Right. But there are others that have tried or have used it in the past and then have been told, no, 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 no. Because we wouldn't want that logo. Look how many Williamsburg, I think, still uses the Motion W or whatever they call it, the Wisconsin W that Barry Alvarez instituted. And
I go back to you talking about the small things. I watch a lot of college football, and I follow a lot of college football programs, not only throughout their season, but I try to keep up with them on Twitter. And when you see videos that were released, like the teaser video today, basically saying there's something big coming up at Kinnick Stadium, a lot of times you see these teams releasing new uniforms, or they have their all-white uniforms, or their all-black uniforms, or something special like that. And it just shows how much Iowa fans and the University of Iowa relish the small things that they had to release a video showing that the Tigerhawk was going to be at midfield.
6779 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line says the Golden State tickets were actually $133,000 for the pair, not each. Sounds like a bargain now, doesn't it? I completely agree, but I still think it's in obnoxiously rich territory. And 9600 on the text line wants everybody to know that the logo's not on the water tower.
Thank you.
Alex, I'm going to give you the over-under. Number of times I said the logo is going to be on the water tower. The number is
going to
be 0.5. Would you like the over or the under?
I'll take the over.
Yeah, you'd be wrong. Okay. Please listen. 319-366-1600. You threw that. You purposely wagered wrong.
I know.
What's wrong with you?
A lot wrong with me.
Anthony and Marion, like my friends and I have always said, we want to be rich enough someday to never wear the same pair of socks twice.
Well, what about the same pair of shoes twice? Is that getting into insanely or obnoxiously rich territory?
I think it's a contestant on The Bachelorette this year, and Mark Dukes is going to flay me alive for saying this, but I think I saw this on The Bachelorette. There's a guy, he's got 500 and some pairs of shoes. That's, you could wear a pair a day for an entire year and have about another half a year's shoes left. Where do you even keep? You got to rent a storage locker or something like that. That is something that an obnoxiously rich person would do.
And I think Floyd Mayweather Jr. is one of those people who never wears the same pair of shoes twice.
Now, see,
he just either throws them out. So obnoxious.
He's rich and obnoxious. But obnoxiously rich, I don't know if I'd want to apply that to him. He's just rich and obnoxious.
So you can separate the two things without having them come together.
I mean, what a terrible, terrible waste when you think about that. But I don't want to get anybody thinking about social issues here, because this is a sports talk radio program, and the minute that I say, imagine even if the shoes went to someone else, imagine what difference that would make in somebody's life, then, of course, we've gone down the rabbit hole.
Mike from Marengo is taking your man card away because you watched The Bachelorette. That's not been a secret.
Yeah, you know what I'm not watching this year? A Bachelor in Paradise. Because apparently something really naughty happened. And not only have they stopped production of the show, but it may not even air this year. Mark Dukes was telling me about it in the hallway earlier today when I was walking past him. He's our resident expert. We were going to be talking about the Twins and the draft this segment. I have a feeling it's going to come up with Jeff Ellis at the top of the hour. In about 10 minutes, we'll be talking with Scout.com's draft analyst. The draft is going to get underway in about an hour and 15 minutes. The Twins are expected to announce their selection at 6:07 tonight. Will it be Hunter Green, the cover of Sports Illustrated? Will it be Brendan McKay out of Louisville, Kyle Wright out of Vanderbilt, or the old mystery player? Somebody that we don't know who it is going to be. We'll find out, and we'll let you know during the program. We're not airing the draft tonight. It's going to take place while we're on the air. We'll let you know who they take in hour number 3. 4:52, we step aside and we come back. Kyle's going to bring you another big board update where the biggest story in the history of the Iowa Athletic Department has taken second fiddle to the Cedar Rapids Colonels today. 319-366-1600. More of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn after this.
More coffee?
Thanks, Janet. So, my big $10 breakfast here is on Mediacom because I ordered their new Extreme 100 Bronze package on sale for just $69.98 a month for 1 year, which includes an extra $10 off a month to spend any way I want. What does Mediacom's Extreme 100 Bronze have, Janet?
It's got digital TV with over 125 video music channels, 14,000 free on-demand titles, TiVo service, internet up to 100 meg, including the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, and unlimited nationwide calling.
It's all-in-one technology, or TV and internet that really work together.
So, you out there, why don't you order?
Yeah, call 1-800-SIMPLIFY to get Mediacom's new Extreme packages starting as low as $69.98 a month for a year. Call 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details.
Limited time offer available to qualified new Mediacom customers only. Price does not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and local broadcast station surcharge. Usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas. Call Mediacom for more details.
Hi, I'm Linda Hass. Is your company's current payroll provider striking out?
Die!
It's time to bring in relief. Switch to Future Systems, Inc., the most trusted payroll company in the corridor. From one employee to thousands of employees, Future Systems has the experience and expertise to save you time and money. Call in the big leaguers at Future Systems today at 800-453-5809 or learn more at future-systems.net.
Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. I just got to thinking. perhaps the Tiger Hawk at midfield was Iowa's response to a former Hawkeye pooping the football in celebration for the Cedar Rapids Titans. That story made Deadspin. Damon Powell.
Now, does he get fined?
I think he got fined, yeah.
Governing body of the Indoor Football League?
Arena, whatever it is. Indoor American.
How much would that fine be?
Indoor American Metro Sports Report Football League. I don't know what it's called.
Friends of How much Indoor American Football League.
$50 and a swift kick in the rear end. I don't know. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up in just a little bit. If you missed that story yesterday, and judging by the attendance, you probably did miss it. But the former Hawkeye came up with an interesting way to celebrate a touchdown for the Cedar Rapids Titans. Kyle is back in the studio with another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels were in action at home over the weekend with 15-5 and 5-3 victories over the Burlington Bees on Friday and Saturday, and a 4-1 loss yesterday. They played the final game of that series this afternoon, with the Colonels losing 1-0 after being no-hit into the eighth inning. It was announced this afternoon, Todd and Alex have been talking about it, that Kinnick Stadium will now have a black and gold Tiger Hawk at midfield. Iowa has not had a midfield logo since 1980. Hawkeye wrestler Thomas Gilman earned himself a spot on the United States World Team on Saturday after going 5-0 and defeating fellow former Hawkeye Tony Ramos in the finals of the World Team Trials. Gilman will be the stateside representative in the 57-kilogram bracket of the United World Wrestling Championships in Paris this August. The Hawkeyes were fairly well represented in the finals of the NCAA Track and Field Championships on Saturday as well, led by hurdler Aaron Mallett finishing 4th in the 110-meter hurdles and sprinter Brittany Brown finishing 7th in the Open 200. Iowa also had a men's 4x4 that finished 3rd and 7 first-team All-Americans overall. The Iowa City West girls soccer team fell to Ames in the 3A state semifinals late on Friday, and Ames went on to win its first title with a 1-0 victory over West Des Moines Valley. Lewis Central claimed the crown in 2A, as well as Davenport Assumption in 1A. Starting at 7 here on KGYM, you can hear Game 5 of the NBA Finals on 1600 AM or 106.3 The South, Jim.
Cornell, I should say, has a new athletic director today as well. Keith Hackett joins Cornell from the University of Alaska Anchorage, where he worked. I believe Anchorage is a Division II school. So Cornell filling the AD position today. He's got 30 years of experience. Very nice hire for them. I'm sure we'll get to know him at some point here in Eastern Iowa. 319-366-1600. You're going to need that number, as it will come in handy for you later tonight. We're going to hook you up with a prize pack from the Freedom Festival. But first, we've got to hear from Scout.com's Jeff Ellis. The Minnesota Twins have the number one pick in tonight's Major League Baseball draft. They are reportedly down to two players. We'll find out what Jeff thinks the Twins will do at number one, and maybe where he thinks some of the other teams in the area are going to do with their selections as well tonight. More to come.
It's time for some straight talk. You love your phone, right, Greeny?
Oh, yeah, I'm always streaming basketball games on it.
But I bet you don't love that pricey wireless plan you're on.